Welcome to the Kenkel Fritz and Friends podcast. If you want to hear the show, you can find it on Family Life Radio. If you want to find a station near you, you can go to myflr.org or stream it online.
Hey, good morning. We're Kenkel Fritz and Friends. And if you're like me, maybe you've got some spiritual resolutions that you have this year. And mine is to read my Bible every day. Not just that, but do the Bible in a year. I've done that in a long time, and I thought, I'm going to do it with my wife.
Aww.
We're going to do it together.
Oh, love that.
So me and Becky are trying to do that. But Misty, you found some tips for memorizing the Bible.
Yeah, this guy has memorized 20 books of the Bible.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, it's taken him a very long time to do it. 20 full books of the Bible.
Man.
And now, obviously, like, your memorization goals may not be that lofty. That's a lot to do in a year. But he said the easiest way to memorize scripture, his three tips are to write it down, to read it out loud to yourself, and then even to listen to the Bible being read to you. And it sticks
it
in your brain.
Read it out loud and then listen to it. You know, that reminds me, when I was in seminary, some of the professors would repeats themselves saying some of the same verses, and that's how I memorized it. It was like I just heard them saying the same thing several times, and next thing I know, I've memorized that verse. So I think listening to it, there's something to that.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. Well, we're radio people, so that kind of makes sense that we would all say yes to listening to somebody reading scripture.
Be auditory. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I like that.
I was in a small Bible study years ago with a bunch of guys, and we tried to memorize the first book of James, and I got almost there.
Oh, okay.
Really?
A whole chapter. No, I didn't say, I said the book, but yeah, I got about a chapter memorized of the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
Then I don't know what happened.
Oh, no.
But it's pretty cool because that stuff is still inside me.
Yeah.
And every once in a while it comes up when you need it. That's the cool thing about memorization is that Bible's inside of you.
I love that.
Oh,
I remember when I joined Awana as a kid.
Awana?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Awana.
And the first thing we had was to, like, I don't know, memorize a number of scriptures. And I was like, I'm out. This is a lot of work. Memorization is very difficult for me.
Maybe you're trying to get the Bible memorized. You need some help. It's Kenkel Fritz and Friends with you on Family Life Radio. It's good to memorize and have it in your heart because it's pretty cool when God can pull that up when you need it. So we're looking for ways that it's working for you. Hakan is with us. Tell us what you're doing.
Yeah, so for my wife and I, what's helped us memorize scripture is a big vision. So growing up, I'd always heard about memorizing a verse or two, but someone challenged us to memorize the entire book of Ephesians.
Oh, wow.
That helped us a lot. And then the second thing that helped a lot was just consistency, just working a little bit every day with a big vision and some consistency. My wife got the whole book memorized. I made it through chapter 4, but lost my consistency. But that's really blessed us.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah, it's been really cool just to have it to ruminate on the word. And, you know, whatever you're working on memorizing that day somehow is going to be relevant at some point in the day because that's how God works through his word often. So that's been cool.
Well, I've found this, that those verses that you have memorized years down the road when you've got a crisis or something that happens in that area, that just kind of comes up in your spirit.
Yeah.
That's right. Yeah, they'll surface at the right time. Yeah.
Well, you guys have the whole book of Ephesians memorized. That's pretty impressive.
Just because somebody challenged you? Is it a triple dog dare?
Yeah, that's right.
Maybe you have an unusual friendship. It's Kenkel Fritz and Friends with you on Family Life Radio. And if you do, we'd love to hear from you at 888-888-9976. You can text us at 58326. And this is what we're talking about. This couple moved into a new apartment, and they were hearing piano music coming from next door, like through the wall.
Okay.
Yeah. And this is the story in her own words. Listen to this.
I would hear constant music coming through the walls, or like I would just always hear music. And so we just kind of wanted to know who the neighbor was on that side. And we just went and introduced ourselves one night, and it was Derek.
Derek is 95, a little over 95 years old. And he was playing the piano.
Oh.
So they introduced themselves to him, and Next thing you know, they have a friendship. And they're in their 30s, by the way.
Oh, my goodness.
Friendship with this 95-year-old and who loves to play piano. And so they have come up with this thing called Dinner and a Show, where they bring dinner for him. And in turn, he plays the piano for them.
I love that.
And
so
they, what they've started doing is putting this out on social media. And this has just gone viral. The videos of him playing piano. And I just think that's cool. Maybe you have an opportunity to be friends with somebody that's totally off your radar like that. I mean, 95 years, that's a little age span difference there.
There is.
Yeah.
Huge.
I love that, though.
Oh, goodness. I remember when I was in my mid-20s, and I'm a lot closer to that age now, so I don't see a problem at all. But I remember thinking there was a group of women, most of them in their late 40s, early 50s, which at the time to me seemed like a huge age gap. And it was like, what could I possibly have in common with them? And they became some of the best friends I've ever had. They adopted me. We hung out. We did dinner. We went movie. They were just amazing.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I like that.
I love that.
That's neat. Unusual friendships to start with a guy that's 95 years old, who is next door to a couple, and they heard piano playing through the wall. Went over and introduced themselves. They're in their 30s, and he's in his 90s, and they're friends.
I love that.
I love it too. Yes.
Ophelia is with us. Now, how old were you when this started? Because you're talking about being friends with somebody's older.
Like 19, 20 years old, and an older lady befriended me. I was kind of like, felt kind of weird about it, but I think it's a kind of like a symbiotic thing. When you have younger and older friends, it's an even exchange. I was able to get advice from her. She kept me out of trouble, and we still had fun. Like, you know, she took me out for my birthday.
Aww.
And, you know, we were friends for a very long time until I went into the military, and then we kind of lost touch. But I continued that. You know, I've always had friends that were older, and now that, you know, I'm a little bit older, I also, too, have friends that are younger than me, and it's the same thing. You know, they kind of keep you young. Not that I'm old, but you know, it's an even exchange, you know. So I understand when people, you know, befriend people that are maybe a little bit older or a little bit younger than them. It's just, there's nothing wrong with it.
No.
And I think that for people to discriminate against people that are older to have friendships, they're missing out. They really are. Because the experience they have in their life, you can take it with you. It's tangible. You know, so I just wanted to comment for anybody out there who, you know, discriminates against older or younger friends, give it a try.
I love that.
Right.
That's great.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
it's good. Get out of our bubble, you know?
Yes, absolutely.
We kind of don't even realize we've created this little force field around us, and we're missing out on the blessings. So what a good reminder.
Yeah. And there's so much wisdom to gain from somebody that might be older than you.
Exactly. Praise God. Thank you guys so much. You guys keep doing the great things. I listen to you every single day. I haven't listened to anything else since you guys have started here in Michigan. I've really been looking for something better to play for my daughter. The secular music is just getting worse.
Yeah.
So I really appreciate everything. It's a constant reminder that God is here. He hasn't forgotten you. He never will.
Mm-hmm.
And I make certain that my daughter has the same. So thank you guys so much. I appreciate it.
You are very welcome. And by the way, she's calling in from a new radio station in Detroit, Michigan.
I love it.
So that's cool. We all know people that we love because, well, they're nice to us. They're wonderful people. What about someone that's not been so wonderful to you? It's Kankel Fritz and Friends with you on Family Life Radio. We had an opportunity to talk with Esau McCauley, and he wrote the book, How Far to the Promised Land? One Black Family's Story of Hope and Survival in the American South. The Bible, you know, it talks about the discrimination that Esau and his family went through, but he was talking about his father. His father was a drug addict. His father was really, really mean to him as a kid. So how do you love somebody like that, or even understand where they come from when your own father is stealing from your family to go get drugs? And this is what he said. Listen to this.
We're sometimes influenced by the circumstances around us. And when I found out that my father had been left by his father, and that there's something that happens that is so traumatizing in my father's childhood that it marks his life forever. And when I began to understand the things that he experienced as a child, it helped me understand who he became. And so that actually gave me some empathy. For example, my father was told by his father that he was never going to be anything good and he was only going to cause trouble and pain to the people around him. How does that mark you when your dad tells you when you're a kid that you're no good? He made decisions, right, that had a negative impact upon us. And so one of the things that's really hard for us to do in our current culture is to hold into tension these things we want to separate into one, personal responsibility or, you know, the wider problems of society leading us to engage in activities. And the truth is, I think that they're somewhat intertwined.
In other words, you're a product of the environment you grew up in. Mm. How your parents treated you can affect how you treat others. And so I think it's a good reminder for us all that when someone's not nice to us, well, what's going on behind all that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It reminds me that hurting people hurt people. Mm-hmm. They do. But it's so hard, guys, to separate the bad behavior and give somebody a pass or be forgiving towards somebody because it's wrong. But what's going on behind what's wrong?
Listening to him talk, I was thinking of my own father, who, you know, after my mother left him, was married another 3 or 4 times.
Oh, wow.
Marriage after marriage, family after family failed. And my mom shared with me when I was older that he had been severely abused as a kid and he had not been loved properly. How on earth is he supposed to know how to love? He had never experienced that. Mm-hmm. And I spent my whole life wrestling with that. I finally came to grips with it doesn't excuse the behavior, but I can sort of understand why he really didn't have a fair shot in life. And then I was a little more ready to forgive.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. And that 30-day challenge, this is where you listen to nothing but Family Life Radio for 30 days straight and see if it doesn't make a difference in your life. And we do it every January. We just figured, hey, what a great way to kick off the new year. Mm-hmm. It's nothing but good stuff going in. And people tell us makes a difference in their lives. George is with us. He's taking that 30-day challenge and he's winning some free music. So tell us about your experience.
Well, I have now, it's 24 hours a day, 365 days in the year. The radio station's on in my shop constantly.
Wow.
And all my vehicles, I turn them on, the station's right there.
Oh, that's great. What is all that listening to Family Life Radio, what does it do for you?
Oh, my gosh. Well, I'm disabled. I hurt a lot. I'm in and out of the hospital, so I always take my phone so I can listen. But it's so comforting. Jesus is so wonderful, and his music is wonderful. And I encourage people, turn it on. Keep it on.
Yeah. Even
sometimes I come out when I can't sleep at all. I come out here, and I get in my shop, and put my feet up, and that music's playing. It puts me to sleep. And then when I wake up, I got a great song. When I hurt so bad, I can come out and I get a wonderful song. And I go, oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. It keeps me going day after day. You know, I thank you guys for what you do.
So for review, you listen in the car, you listen in your shop, the radio's on in the house, 24-7, yes. 365.
24-7.
And yes. You call yourself a listener. What's God doing in your life? Our number is 888-888-9976. Denny is with us.
When I was in third grade, it was just us three brothers, my mother. My father wasn't in the home. We had hardly no food at all left in the home to eat. We were very poor. We hadn't been to church in several weeks, and this one family come out to visit us and said, we just want to see if you guys are doing okay. We hadn't seen you in a while. And my mom said, we just haven't had the gas money to get there. Well, he said, I got something out in the car for you guys. Could you get your boys to come out and help me carry this in? We went out there, and we carried in 6 bags full to the top with groceries.
Oh, wow.
Reason I remember this, because I was so hungry. I was going through the bags, and I found a bag of Hershey bars and a $20 bill. But that was so awesome how God came through and blessed our family. We had food to eat.
You know what I love in every one of these stories? It's somebody that heard from God, but didn't just hear from him, followed through. I heard somebody, you know, is talking about, you know, is God on time? Well, sometimes it may seem like it's late because God is using people to get his work done.
Yes, he does.
So he'll talk to Jeremy, for example, to give something to Nora. But Jeremy doesn't do it, so now he's talking to Emily to give to Nora.
Yeah.
I'm just so glad people are hearing from God and they followed through.
And because of this scenario that I went through when I was a child, my wife and I here in Albion, Michigan, where we live, we started a pantry and food. We work out of our house and we give out clothing and food to people that are in need. And so I just feel so blessed to be able to bless other people, because I remember those bad memories when I was a child not having much food to eat. And I think it's so awesome how God blesses me so I can bless other people.
So did Jesus say that? It's Kenkel, Fritz, and Friends with you on Family Life Radio. We got some things that did Jesus say it or not? Number one, follow your heart. No, Jesus said, follow me. Be true to yourself. Jesus actually said, whoever wants to be my disciple must deny himself.
Oh, yes.
Believe in yourself. Jesus said, believe in me.
Much better idea.
And you hear this phrase a lot. Just live your truth, dude. Live your truth. Jesus said, I am the truth.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
And then how about this one? Hey, as long as you're happy.
Oh, right.
Jesus said, well, what will it profit a man if he gains the whole world and loses his soul?
Mm-hmm.
You know, it reminds me as I go through this list, living for Jesus is truly about dying to yourself.
Yes.
And putting him first.
Mm-hmm.
Not that you can't have nice things. Not that you can't be happy. Not that you can't, you know. But the focal point is him. But what's interesting is the more you put him first, all the things that you really want, all these things follow your heart. Well, you're following him. You're following his heart. You know, believing yourself. Well, now you have something to believe in.
Mm-hmm.
Now you have truth to follow. Now you've got a reason to be happy.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that awesome?
And all those things you thought you wanted. Turns out, really, you just needed more of him to begin with.
Exactly, Misty.
Yes.
Yes. 100% true.
Because all these other things are all emotions. Emotions that pass.
That's true.
Come and go, situational, where God's truth, Jesus' truth, is truth.
Yep.
It's unwavering.
That's right.
It's not a matter of how I feel today about a certain thing or a certain something I want to do. This is, I am the truth. And so I always told my kids, this is something solid you can stand on.
Mm-hmm.
This isn't just shifting sand. Mm-hmm. Of today I feel like this. This is solid, and it's like the only thing you can count on.
Yep. Right?
You're right.
Yep.
100% true.
In and out, no matter what you're going through. Mm-hmm.
So yeah, put Jesus first in your life. And see how everything else just kind of falls into place. Hey, good morning. We're Kenkel, Fritz, and Friends. Your love language. Do you know what it is? In other words, what says I love you to you? Now, you found something really interesting about this, Misty.
Yeah, that, you know, well, we have the defined love language that we know about.
Right.
The acts of service and what, quality time and
gifts.
Affection. Yeah, that
yep.
sort of thing. And somebody like broke it down and was like, well, to me, love language is I'll stop and get you a coffee when I get mine, which it kind of falls under like acts of service, but just maybe a more like narrow, specific way of thinking about it. What says love to you?
It's also a gift.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
It's both. Yeah.
So mm-hmm. what says I love you to you? And maybe it's outside the bounds a little bit of the whole love languages thing. What is it? 888-888-9976. You can text us at 58326. Mine is just simply someone checking in. Hey, how are you doing? But it's not be. It's a little bit farther than that. It's like, hey, how's your wife Becky? Or how's that to me? It's like, wow, someone actually cares about me.
Love that.
Yeah, he really knows me. Mm-hmm. For me.
Right.
It's the sound of the vacuum cleaner going to your house.
When you're not the one running it?
And I'm not the one running it. Right.
My wife says, my I've never looked again. Sexier than when I'm doing housework.
Exactly. Hubba, hubba.
Yeah, exactly.
I think actually, yeah, just small gifts. It doesn't have to be anything big. But like if my husband's at the store and he was like, oh, like her favorite energy drink something like that. Yeah.
So we've got John on the phone with us right now. So what is it that you said that you got a bunch of kids, and what is it that they can do for you that says that I love you?
I've got four kids, and what I really want is for them to just say hi.
Just say hi.
Have a happy and healthy life. I've got all I need. There's nothing I want other than their health and their happiness.
Oh, man, that's great. That's wonderful. So does that mean for birthdays and Christmas, they're off the hook for getting you a gift?
No, of course not. They have to take me toy shopping.
They have to take you what shopping?
Tool shopping. Tools.
Tool shopping.
Oh, yes.
There you go. See, that's quality time.
Yeah.
Take him shopping.
I've got joy down in my soul. I'm going to let this feeling take control.
Christy is with us. Tell us what's bringing you joy.
On September 1st, my daughter-in-law, who was 16 weeks pregnant, had a car accident. Mm. Her vehicle flipped 5 or 6 times. And when she did, my grandson, who was 8 months old, was also strapped in the back seat. Mm. Even though she was ejected and thrown 20 feet from the car, she did not lose the baby.
Ooh.
They completely expected for my grandson to be deceased.
Mm.
And when they walked up, he was sitting there in this car seat, hanging upside down. And they said all he was doing was just smiling and laughing. And he just brought so much joy to all the people that were there.
Wow.
Just see pictures of the vehicle and see where he was at in the back seat. And
it's a miracle.
He has nothing. He has absolutely no cuts, no scrapes, absolutely nothing. And it was as though angels were there just protecting him.
I love it when the first responders come on the scene. He's just smiling.
I know.
I'm just hanging out.
Hanging out. Upside down.
You know, I've been in many car accidents, and they are kind of fun until you get hurt.
Yeah.
Oh.
You know, so if he's just sitting there, he's probably like, hey, that was fun. Oh, by the way, where's mom?
You know? Yeah.
And that is exactly what the officer said. He was like, I just wish he could tell me what happened. He said, because I could just imagine it was the ride of his life.
Oh, probably was. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Exactly. Let's do that again.
Just part of the blessing.
That's right.
Yes.
Well, thank you so much for sharing.
Thank you.
Your love language. Sometimes just getting somebody a cup of coffee is a love language. It's Kankel, Fritz, and Friends with you on Family Life Radio. But what is yours? 888-888-9976. You can text us at 58326. Deborah's with us. How about yourself?
Hi, this is Deborah. I was just calling to say my love language to me is when my kids still say yes, ma'am, no, ma'am, and they're all grown, and they tell me they love me all the time.
Aww.
That's just out of this world.
So, proper manners.
Yes, I love it. Neighbor across the street said, did he say yes, ma'am? I said, yes, he did. He said, wow. You know, it's just something I like and I enjoy. And people think I'm crazy, I guess, but I love it. It's old school stuff.
Well, it's respect.
What it also is? That means that you were a good mom and you taught them the right way to talk.
True.
Aww,
yep.
That's a God thing, honey. He did it all.
Hope you enjoyed the podcast. I would love to connect with you on Facebook and Instagram, where you can share your good news or joy report. Just look for and like FLR Mornings.
Thanks for listening to the Kankel, Fritz, and Friends podcast, heard on Family Life Radio. We would appreciate it so much if you could rate, review, and subscribe wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts. You can also find more exclusive content at myflr.org and FLR Mornings on both Facebook and Instagram. And if you support Family Life Radio, thank you.